The makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in 3 million American homes, present your favorite radio friends, Lum and Abner. Many a person gets a reputation for being an old grouch when he really should be an object of sympathy. Very few people are naturally grouchy. Few people are cross and irritable without some cause. And often that cause is indigestion. It's a pity, too, for in many cases, indigestion is not hard to get rid of. It's sometimes helped by so simple a thing as cutting out coffee. Of course, many people can drink coffee without any ill effects, but many others should never touch it. So if you suspect that coffee may be upsetting your digestion, switch to Postum. For Postum contains no caffeine, no stimulant of any kind. It's made of whole wheat and bran, skillfully roasted and slightly sweetened. And you've never tasted such a delicious, mellow flavor, full-bodied and satisfying. A flavor so delightful that caffeine-containing beverages are quickly forgotten. Postum is easy to make, and it's economical, too. It costs less than 1/2 cent a cup. So if coffee upsets your digestion, get Postum from your grocer tomorrow. Drink it with your meals instead of coffee. The change may prove a big help. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner have certainly been having their worries with the Pine Ridge Motion Picture Company. The old fellows discovered that the camera they recently purchased was for making silent pictures only and had decided to give up the idea of making a picture. But when we left them last Monday, the actors they had signed for their first picture were threatening to sue them for the remainder of their contracts. As we look in on the little community today, we find Dick Huddleston over at the Jot 'em Down store talking with Abner. Listen.
Well, I thought you fellas had decided to give up the idea of making a moving picture here in Pine Ridge, Abner, after you found out that that camera you bought was for making silent pictures.
Well, we did, but, well, there just weren't no getting out of it. We'd done signed up them contracts with about 10 different ones around here, and they was threatening to lawsuit us if we never went ahead and made it.
Oh, well, I don't think they could have done that.
Well, we never thought so neither, but we found out they could. Lum figured it was cheaper to just go ahead and make one and have it over with.
Well, I don't see how he figured that.
Well, I don't either, but that's what he said. He tried to explain it to me, but, man, you know Lum gets to using a lot of them big words to where a body can't understand him.
Well, I'm afraid it's just going to be a total loss. None of these theaters over the country would want to use a silent picture these days and times. If I'd have been you fellas, I believe I'd have just paid them off and forgot about it. Just called it a loss.
Yeah, might have been better for... Wait a minute. There comes Lum now.
Oh, yeah. Well, here, I expect I better get on back over the store. Left the wife in there to look after things. She'll be wanting to go home and fix dinner directly.
Yeah, it is getting about that time, ain't it?
Yeah, howdy. Well, how you, Dick?
Oh, all right, I guess, Lum. How's yourself?
Oh, just only tolerably. I'm tired. Hey, Grannies, looks like I've got enough worries for a dozen men. Well, let me sit down here. Grannies, I'm wore to a frazzle. Wore to a frazzle.
Abner was telling me that you'd decided to go ahead and finish the picture, Lum.
Yeah, that's where I've been at now, having a rehearsal. Gonna finish taking it this afternoon.
You mean the whole picture?
Yeah, expect to get it all done this afternoon, I hope.
That's going to make kind of a short picture, isn't it?
Yeah, just as short as we can make it, I'll tell you that. These people around town here threaten to lawsuit us if we never fulfilled our contract, so we'll just make a picture and pay them all off and have it over with.
Well, can you do that, though?
Yeah, see, the contract never said how long we was to work. It just said it was hard to act in our first picture. And we're paying them all by the day, so I'm putting them all in it and finishing it up in one day and getting it over with.
Oh, well, I see. Well, sure, that'll probably be the cheapest way out of it, then.
Oh, yeah, I figured it up from all different directions. And this way, it'll cost us about $100 in salaries, and that'll be all there are to it.
Mm-hmm.
See, we done already had to fill them, you know.
Yeah. Well, see, you know, I'm surprised that these folks around here would give you any trouble over it, Lum, as good of friends as they are.
Well, they wouldn't have if it hadn't been for Squire Skimp bagging them on.
Yeah, that Squire's the one that put them up to it.
See, he was manager for all of them, getting 10% of all they made. He figured he'd get part of all they sued us for, too.
Oh, I see. Well, I wondered why such people as Mose Moots and fellas like that would want to sue you and Abner.
Well, they never had no say-so in his squire sued for them.
Well, this way, he's just going to get about $10 out of the whole deal. And I wish there was some way I could figure out to keep him from getting that.
Me, too. I'm just getting to where I can't hardly stand him.
Well, I hope you come out on it all right, fellas. I got to get on back over the store, but now if there's anything I can do to help you, just let me know.
Well, thank you, Dick. I think, though, we've got it all settled now.
Yeah, much obliged, old Dick.
Yeah.
Well, I'll see you later, fellas.
Yeah, so long, Dick.
Yeah, so long.
Ted, blame that square skimp. I get madder every time I think about him.
Well, that's just what we get, Mom, for having any dealings with him.
And Granny's, I ain't from here out. He thinks he can talk us into anything. Heidi's us buying $200 worth of stock in that oil well he's drilling over there.
Well, I don't know about that now, Mom. He might strike oil over there. You can't tell.
Well, he can't strike it if he don't drill. It's just a stock selling scheme. That's all they are to it.
Well, they're drilling. They moved that scenery over there yesterday.
Why, they couldn't drill no oil well with that outfit, and he knows it. That machinery is to drill water wells with. Can't drill more than 100 foot with it.
Yeah, but he claims that'll be deep enough.
For goodness sakes. About all you'll wind up with is another well of water there in your side yard.
Well, I don't need that. And if I did, I could drill it a heap cheaper than that.
Why, of course. Aye, Grannies, they ought to run that feller out of town.
Yes, sir, that's what they ought to do.
He talks big money so much around here, he's got everybody scared not to invest in these get-rich schemes of his, and he just keeps a lot of them broke. Of
course he does, yeah.
Just a regular parachute's all he is. Lives off of his friends.
Well, I think he raised about $1,200 on that stock that in this oil he was selling. We bought $200 worth, and Mose Moots bought $100, and Cedric bought some. I don't know who all.
Yeah, just think what this town could have did with that amount of money. We could have might not paved the main street with it.
Yeah, well, of course, though, if they run that new highway through here, why, we won't need it to pave it now.
New highway?
Yeah, Dick Hoddleston has just told me a while ago, said they're aiming on...
Wait a minute, there comes Squire.
Huh?
I agree, he don't know what he's running into, neither.
Is he about to run into the porch?
No, me I'm talking about.
Well, he's still outside there. He can't run into you from there.
No, but he's going to when he gets inside here.
Well, I'd sure get up from there then. I wouldn't just sit there and let him run right over.
I mean, I'm going to tell him what I think about him. About that oil well.
Oh. Yeah, howdy, Squire.
Don't be so friendly.
Well, good morning, good morning. How are my old friends today?
What do you mean, friends? You've got a lot of nerve calling us that after the way you've treated us.
Why, what's the matter now, Long?
Well, in the first place, trying to get everybody in town to sue us on that moving picture contract.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, now, Long, I hated that the worst way. There was nothing else for me to do under the circumstances. I signed up to manage those people, look after their interests to the best of my ability. And they had contracts with you to make a picture, and it was up to me to see that they got what was coming to them, that's all.
Well, it's all right anyway. We've got that straightened out. But how about the stock you've been selling around here in that oil well? You know good and well there ain't no oil over there, Squire.
No, well, now I'm inclined to agree with you there, too, Lum.
Oh, you're admitting to it, huh?
Yes, yes, that's what I came over here for, Lum. I feel awful bad about it. I thought that I could make us all rich, but, well, here. Here's your $100 that you invested in the well. And here, Abner, here's your two.
You mean you're just giving it back to us?
Yes, yes, Mom. I just couldn't stand to see my friends take a chance on losing their money. So I decided to stop right where we were and give everybody their money back.
Well, I'll be dead blank.
Yeah.
Now, that pays back everybody except Cedric Weehunt. I owe Cedric $10, and I'm on my way over to the blacksmith shop now to see him.
Well, much obliged, Squire. I don't know hardly what to say, hardly. Well, I think it's mighty nice of you.
No, tut, tut, now, Lum. I'm just doing this for myself. I couldn't have it on my conscience. What little expense we've been to, I'm paying out of my own pocket. Well, good day, gentlemen.
Good day, Squire, and much obliged to
you. Yeah, so long, Squire.
Well, sure, that makes me feel like 2 cents. Well, wonders never cease.
Yeah, this looks like we had old Squire figured out all wrong, Mom.
Yes, sir, we sure did. Not many fellers would have did what he done.
No.
Just because there weren't no oil in it, he felt like he ought to give us our money back. That's high principles, you know it.
Yes, sir, that's the honestest thing I ever heard of, and I'm going to tell him so, too.
Oh, yeah, we ought to make it a point to tell everybody in town what a fine man Squire is.
Yeah,
just had him this judge.
Yeah.
This shows that he really thought there was oil there. He never would have taken the money in the first place.
Yeah, he must have felt pretty sure about it, all right.
Wish now he would strike oil over there.
Well, it wouldn't do us no good. He's done give us our money back. We don't own none of it.
No, but he... Now, Granny, wait a minute. You don't reckon... Well, that ornery, low-down varmint. That's just about what's happened, Abner.
Huh?
He's just about struck oil over there and paid us all back so as he could keep it all for himself.
Well, a snake in me weeds. I know...
Wait a minute. There comes Grandpappy Spears. We'll get him to stay in the store here while we run that squire down and make him take his money back.
That's just a thing to do, Lum. I know, because he ain't going to shove me out of that company this way. I'll tell him
now,
that
come
right
in,
now.
Grandpap. I want you to stay here in the store a minute,
yeah,
first.
We'll be back in just a few minutes, Grandpap.
Now, here, wait a minute. I can't right now, man. I got some chief of police duties to perform. Got to sort some papers. You ain't saw Squire Skimp, have you?
Yeah, he was just in here.
Yeah, said he's going to the blacksmith shop. What kind of papers are them? Oh, some kind of investigating papers. I think the Giverman's in after Squire for selling that stock in that oil well.
Giverman?
Yeah, violating the blue sky law. I've been looking for him all morning. I want to catch him before he finds out about it and gives all the money back to whoever he sold the stock to.
Huh?
Well, I'll be dead blamed.
Well, it looks as though Squire Skimp still manages to stay just one jump ahead of the law. When you feel jittery and jumpy and your nerves are all on edge, you may blame worry, overwork, or loss of sleep. And the cause may be any one or all of these things. But in many cases, that jittery feeling may be the result of coffee. For although a great many people can drink coffee without any ill effects, many others should never drink it. If you suspect that coffee upsets your nerves, switch to Postum. Postum contains no caffeine or other stimulant to fray your nerves. It's simply whole wheat and bran, skillfully roasted and slightly sweetened. You'll love Postum, too. Its warm, steaming aroma, tempting and fragrant, and its delicious, mellow flavor, full-bodied and satisfying, quickly win you away from caffeine-containing beverages. So if coffee makes you nervous, get Postum tomorrow. Drink it with your meals instead of coffee and see if those nerves don't steady down. See if you don't feel better all over. Again present Lum and Abner Friday evening at the same time. Until then, this is Lou Cosby saying good evening. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.